Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 428, the stanzas 1 and 3. How blessed are the perfect in the way, who walking in Jehovah's law with pleasure, preserve their piety from day to day. How blessed are they who make his word their treasure, who keep his testimonies and display their love for him, whose goodness none can measure. And what follows, Psalter 428, the stanzas 1 and 3. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in James 1, and afterwards from the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, which speaks of divine predestination, the articles 10 and 11, James 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let a brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. A pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. The canons of Dort, head number 1, divine predestination, to articles 10 and 11. Article 10. The good pleasure of God is the sole cause of this gracious election, which doth not consist herein, that out of all possible qualities and actions of men, God has chosen some as a condition of salvation, but that he was pleased out of the common mass of sinners to adopt some certain persons as a peculiar people to himself, as it is written, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, it was said, namely to Rebecca, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Romans 9, the verses 11 through 13. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Acts 13, verse 48. Article 11. And as God himself is most wise, unchangeable, omniscient, and omnipotent, so the election made by him can neither be interrupted nor changed, recalled or annulled, and neither can the elect be cast away, nor their number diminished. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Almighty and merciful God, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, it has pleased thee to grant unto us and our children another day, and in this evening the opportunity to come up to thy house. And, O Lord, may it please thee to humble our hearts under all thy mercies and under all thy goodness, and may thy mercies be used for the eternal welfare of us and our children, that we harden not our hearts under those mercies, but that we may receive by thy grace a special place at thy footstool to adore those mercies with a profound impression, all sinned away, forfeited, undeserved, lying under the sentence of death, and we may still be in the precious day of grace. Also temporally, then thou granteth yet so many good and precious things, and that in a difference with most of the people upon the world, and then we may still have the truth amongst us, where man may be abased to the lowest, and thou exalted to the highest, where it may still be proclaimed that there is such a rich Savior, who can save to the uttermost. Lord, we humbly ask thee for a blessing upon thy holy word. Ah, thou knowest how that each one has come up, perhaps a very busy day, but may the cares of the world, may they be left outside of the church doors. On the other hand, with all our cares, then we may lay them publicly before thee. Wilt thou graciously pour out thy Holy Spirit upon young and old? Ah, Lord, may there have come up souls with a hunger and a thirst that were enabled to beg a little in this day, also in this evening hour, that they might receive a special blessing and a token of thy favor, that they may hear thy voice to feel thy embrace. O tokens of thy special favor, but also those further leadings concerning the work of a triune God, how that a sinner may receive the pardoning of all their sins and be set free. Lord, wilt thou convert what is unconverted? Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. May it then be this weekday service, that it may be the appointed time. Oh, we have heard from the writings of our forefathers concerning thy free and sovereign election, that is so unchangeable, but who were written in the book of the Lamb, that belongs to the secret things of the Lord, but the revealed things belong to us and our children. And thou hast exhorted in thy word that thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Ah, Lord, do it then in this evening hour, that it may be the moment of thy good pleasure, that sinners may be wounded on the battlefield of free and sovereign grace, and that they may say, carry me out, for I am wounded, and to be drawn by the cords of love unto thee. Wonder-doing God, wilt thou then manifest thy power and thy wonderful works amongst us and our children, and grant the further leadings in the life of thy children, the strengthening of their faith, to be given to look outside of themselves upon that precious surety, who is fairer than the children of men, who is the chiefest of 10,000s, who has loved himself to death, that the greatest of sinners may be saved. Wilt thou bless thy word when it has also been opened in the family circles in this day? We commend thy church unto thee all over the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, the church in the country where there is war. Ah, wilt thou remember that people, and what maketh us to differ? Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Wilt thou remember all mission work? We commend unto thee all the temporal needs. Remember all the mourning ones, the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, the crosses and the burdens. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread? Remember the farmers when the crops may be harvested. Give a humble and a broken heart, for the rain, for the sunshine. It is all in thy hand. Wilt thou remember the family circles? And then in a special way we commend our poor country unto thee, where at the end of this week our country may commemorate her 155th birthday, O Lord. It is a country flowing with milk and honey. Then so many have come to this country for a livelihood, but also that they may worship thee according to thy holy word. But, O Lord, we have left thee. We have become proud with our blessings. We have become independent. We have forsaken the cistern of living waters. We have hewn out cisterns that can hold no water. They are broken. And then as a country, we continue to murder the unborn. The Lord's Day is desecrated. The seventh commandment is trampled upon. The enmity against thee, and even more so against thy dear son, against thy word, thy institutions, that is greatly on the increase. Then if it was right, then on such a special day, then it should be a day of sorrow, a day of humility, a day of repentance, and a day of crying unto thee, ah, Lord. Then also as a church, then we are called upon to confess our lukewarmness, that there is not that godly sorrow, that there is so little of it, and that thy church is so little in the inner chamber, also concerning our country, and that it seems that we feel so little of the solemnity of the times, that we have not hearts to perceive, and that we see not the signs of the coming of the King. Ah, Lord, will impress those matters upon our hearts, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the world. Then we read of the prophet Jeremiah, rivers of waters run down my eyes because of the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears. Then we must say with the same prophet, woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown has fallen from our head. Lord, may it please thee in these dark and solemn times to have yet a special favor unto thy church, that thy kingdom may come and that thy name may be glorified. Wilt thou now grant what we need in this evening hour? Anoint us with fresh oil from above. Do open thy precious testimony, and may it be for instruction, edification, comfort, correction. Thou knowest what each standeth in need of. O Lord, without thy blessing it cannot avail, and yet it is a blessing that we all sorely need. O wonder-doing God, wilt thou then remember us? May thy presence be experienced in a special way. And then we also commend a young couple who hope to be united in holy matrimony in the day of tomorrow. Grant them a special place at thy footstool, that they may feel the blessing but also the solemnity, and that in this night they may be given to cry unto thee, that thou may be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, and that it may be a marriage for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name, and that in thy house, that thy special presence, thy special favor may be experienced. Lord, may then the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 1, the 5 stanzas. That man is blessed who fearing God from sin restrains his feet, who will not stand with wicked men, who shuns the scorner's seat. And what follows, Psalter 1, the 5 stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 39, the verses 7, 8, and 9. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Our text words speak of Joseph's weighty temptation in the house of Potiphar, with three thoughts. In the first place, Joseph promoted by Potiphar. Secondly, Joseph's enticement in the house of Potiphar. And thirdly, Joseph kept in the house of Potiphar. Joseph's weighty temptation in the house of Potiphar. Joseph promoted by Potiphar. Thus our first point is the third point of last time. Secondly, Joseph's enticement in the house of Potiphar. And thirdly, Joseph kept in the house of Potiphar. Beloved congregation, we have seen the last time and the last times that the way of Joseph, it was not an easy way. It was a pathway through deep waters, so mysterious and so unfathomable. Maybe a few in our midst that are traveling such a way. And then we have heard that for a Joseph, those dreams, what a difficulty and what a questions they were for a Joseph. Then we have told you that in a certain sense, it would have been easier to dwell in that house of Potiphar without any dreams. Maybe a soul in my midst that says in this evening, that I cannot understand. If I now had one promise of the Lord, then I would be so happy. And then I would believe. And then I could bear anything upon this world. A promise of the Lord's favor, the Lord's grace, a promise for my soul. Then I could walk so easy over the world. For a Joseph, for the child of God, an old father has said concerning the promises, when a child of God may receive and embrace a promise by the light given, then they must not doubt of that promise when it becomes dark and impossible. And then for such a one, could they only hold on to it? Oh, for those Josephs in those unfathomable ways, then they are bound to the throne of grace, so dependent. Without him they can do nothing. What a blessing it is when the Lord uses providential difficulties that such a child of God may be led further in the steps of grace, and that they need that precious mediator in his threefold office. We have heard the last time, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, but of course, he was still a slave, maybe also a few souls in such a condition, who cannot deny the goodness of the Lord. Ah, that the Lord is so good for such a sinner as I am, that sometime the tears are given to flow, and that it becomes a wonder, answers upon prayer, special ways in providence. But Joseph was still a slave. And so the Lord has a people upon the earth with everything that they have experienced. Ah, they cannot deny it. And it grants hope. Ah, there are times that they may and they must believe, but that such a one says, but still my debt and my sins. Then for a Joseph, it was not easy to be in the house of Potiphar in that respect. And of course, we must go through the world for our young people to find jobs. Then what a privilege it is when we may labor among people where God's word has a special place, where there is respect, where God's name is not used in vain. I hope, and it may be so, that you may see the blessing, how difficult it is for those that work in environments where there is not so much respect, and then what a temptations there can be, especially when we are young people. Ah, then we are so afraid to stand alone and to be mocked. Then when we go to work our first day, then our thoughts shall multiply. And then we even have to ask that the Lord grants courage the first day with the meals to fold our hands to pray, and that we stand up for what is right, because the first day is so important. In a certain sense, the first day we need to give an impression to our fellow co-workers who we are, that God's word is such a special place in our life. And then we need to pray that the Lord may help, that the Lord may keep us. And as a general rule, it is true, it can turn into enmity, and the world will try us because they like to know if our convictions are really sincere or whether we are playing the part of a Pharisee. Thus they have a right to question us and to test us. But many times when they are given to see that we are consistent, there shall be respect. Maybe you have heard, boys and girls, once there was a young boy, not sure how old, maybe only 10 or 12. His father had died. He had to work to help his mother support the family. And then one Saturday, then the employer said, my boy, we have a big order. And thus only for this time we have to work on the Lord's Day. But that boy was given the strength and the courage to speak to his employer that it is the Lord's Day, it belongs to the Lord. Thus he may not work. The employer said, "My boy, if you do not come tomorrow, you shall be fired." That boy went home to his mother and told what has transpired. They have prayed together Monday morning. Then the boy went to work, and the boss says, "My boy, you were fired because you have not come yesterday." But what has happened that week? Another large employer came to that employer and asked him if he knew of anyone that would make a good employee. And that employer that has fired the boy, he says, "I have just fired the boy, but he shall make a very good employee." That was a puzzle. He says, "How that can be?" "Oh," we said, "a boy that is such a respect for his God and for the Lord's Day, then surely he shall make a good and honest employee." Joseph had the privilege, because we later read when the brothers of Joseph has come to Egypt and they have eaten together, then it is written that the Egyptians may not eat with the Hebrews. Sometime it can be a privilege that the world despises us and leaves us a little alone. In that way, Joseph, then he could eat alone. Oh, for a Joseph, he could say, live it out, what Paul has said on that ship going to Rome in Acts 27, verse 23, "Whose I am and whom I serve." Oh, then Joseph, then also now we're ready by renewal, a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Christ has walked upon the world, then his thoughts, he has spoken often of his Father. In the second place, he has walked in his Father's way. And of Christ, there was no complaint. We do not read of Joseph that he has played the part of a victim, that he has complained, but that he was diligent. And to that end, we read in verse 3, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand." Then it was a blessing that Joseph was instructed in his father's house concerning work, responsibility, that he was diligent. And to that end, when he came down into Egypt, into Potiphar's house, he was given to be a responsible man in the house of Potiphar. And now the Lord has truly blessed him, that even Potiphar, he was given to notice. After he has bought Joseph, slave in his house, that everything that he did, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, thus even that heathen was given to see that the Lord, that is, "I am that I am," that is the greatest name of the Lord, which was revealed to the Hebrews, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. We must realize and understand, boys and girls, that also our daily work in the home, when we work for someone else, at school, that is part of our religion. Must never think that we have a little piece of our life when we focus to worship the Lord. and that the rest of our life is separate, but that also our religion, our work is part of our religion. Robert Hill, a minister of a former time, he has stated that if someone tells me that he is a Christian and it cannot be seen, his wife, children, family, and he has even said that the animals shall notice when they have a Christian master. Of little Samuel, it is written in 1 Samuel 3, the first verse. And Samuel was called upon to do different tasks in the tabernacle that he ministered unto the Lord. And now further, and Joseph found grace in his sight. It's a privilege for Joseph. Of course, a greater blessing where we later read in verse 21 when Joseph was in prison, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Thus we believe that was a further blessing in verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, but when we read of the mercy of the Lord later on, then we may believe that the Lord has also granted special instruction concerning what was taking place. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over all his house and all that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. What a blessing and what a privilege. We find many more instances in the Bible. In Genesis 26, then we read of an Abimelech that he sent messengers to Isaac, because we read in that chapter that when Isaac is sold, he received 100-fold. And then Isaac was told, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. We read the same of Laban. In Genesis 30, verse 27, after Jacob has asked his father-in-law whether he could leave, then Laban has said, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. Think of the house of Obed-Edom when he has kept the ark. And after 3 months, it was told David that the house of Obed-Edom was blessed. We think of Paul on the way to Rome in Acts 27. Then all those on the ship would be saved because Paul was on the ship. I read in Genesis 18 when Abraham has pleaded for Sodom and Gomorrah, that if there were 10 righteous in that city, the city would have been spared. In Isaiah 1 verse 9, there the prophet has said, except the Lord has left in our midst a very small remnant, we would have been like unto Sodom and like unto Gomorrah. Sometime the expression is used that God's people, they are the corks upon which a country may float. Thus the blessing of the Lord does not necessarily mean that we shall have much outward goods. Concerning the blessing of the Lord, I read in Proverbs 10 verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow unto it. In Proverbs 15 verse 16, a little Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and trouble therewith. Thus concerning the blessing of the Lord, there are many people in this world that have prospered outwardly, built humongous houses, seeking their happiness therein, but perhaps divorce, perhaps division, that such people, they look with jealousy upon families that may have their daily bread, maybe not so rich, maybe even have to struggle, dependent life upon the Lord, who need their daily bread, and that the high ones of the earth, when they see those family circle where it is evident that love abounds in the marriage, in the family circle, that they can see it with a holy jealousy that they are given to see that the blessing of the Lord rests upon those families where there is family worship and where God's word has a special place in their life. The master was given to see it. It was so evident. He could not deny it. Joseph was promoted. All that he had that the Lord blessed, the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. It's also a beautiful thought. It is necessary for the child of God, for Joseph's sake. We conclude our prayers for Christ's sake in Joseph's name. Necessary a blessing that the child of God may be led further and given to understand, believe, that Christ has bought his people for body and for soul, purchased them with his precious blood, and that the daily blessings, that they also come through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Disciples also had to learn that lesson, because in John 16, when Christ with his disciples in that upper room, then Christ has said to his disciples, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name." It's not mean, perhaps not the proper words. But then he has said, "Whatsoever ye shall ask my Father in my name, I will give it unto thee." It is necessary a great blessing when the true child of God may be exercised with those precious things. And now further, then by renewal, a clear type of Christ, because of Christ we read already in Luke 2, verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Thus Joseph was blessed in the house of Potiphar. The blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And yet with all those blessings, Joseph was still a slave, a great distance from his father's house, unfulfilled dreams. What a deep way of trial, but still, oh, it is so evident in this chapter that the Lord shall never forsake his people, the work of his own hands. He has engraven them upon the palms of his hand. And then for those Josephs, with all the tokens of the Lord's favor, cannot be different. That in the way of trial, in the way of difficulties, that Joseph, that he was given to see the special hand of the Lord therein, and that in the midst of this unfathomable way, that he could not deny that the Lord knew of him. To do that, that would not be good. Zechariah 4, verse 10, despise not the day of small things, and then surely for Joseph, there were times that he was given to bewonder the goodness of the Lord. And then under those circumstances, then such a one can start to think and start to reason and have a little expectation when Joseph was promoted that perhaps there would indeed be a time that his dreams would be fulfilled, perhaps start to sing a little, but now for a Joseph, those unfathomable ways, a little hope, a little expectation, a little singing, a little praise, and then the trial and the way deeper yet. Maybe there are a few such souls. With everything that they have experienced, sung the Lord's praises in the night watches, such a good doing and such a faithful God, special tokens of the Lord's favor, and perhaps now everything upside down. Impossible, where it seems it can no more, what you had hoped, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Nevertheless, we have read out of James about the temptations of the church. When a Joseph could only hold on to it, and a Joseph had to learn that the Lord had to hold on to Joseph. All the work of the Spirit, also in the Old Testament. Our second thought, Joseph's enticement in the house of Potiphar. The devil, much mysterious concerning the ministry of the angels that have remained standing. We read in Hebrews 1 verse 14, are they not all ministering spirits for them who shall be heirs of salvation? 1 Corinthians 11 verse 10 is implied that they are present, church services. Has been said before, also concerning marriages, what an interest heaven, but also hell has in the same. And now we read concerning Satan in Job 1 and 2, when he has come before the Lord, that he said that he was going up and down, to and fro through the earth. And now the devil, there is much that we do not understand. But the devil, he certainly undoubtedly knew of those dreams of Joseph. And it is the joy of the devil to pester his people. And now concerning those dreams, how the devil must have attacked Joseph. And now the devil, he has witnessed that Joseph was promoted in the house of Potiphar, that he was rising on the ladder in society, the social ladder. And now we have to be careful that we do not blame too much on the devil, of course. John Newton, he has stated in a certain place, and undoubtedly he has written that by experience, then he has stated when the Lord has a special and a great work to do, that the devil with the powers of hell, that many times it seems that he knows thereof, and he shall try to hinder it. And now Joseph in the land of Egypt, it's another solemn thought. Not one other one that we read of where he could unburden his heart, tell of his troubles, of the difficult way, of his dreams. He was alone in Egypt. Can also be when the Lord begins that work, that people have so many questions and so many riddles, and their sin, that they do not dare to speak to no one but the Lord alone. But they shall give a testimony with their life. Old people of God used to say that at the beginning they have more the lantern upon their back, but no one to speak. Of course, to the Lord. And when they open the scriptures, then they find companions in the scripture, Psalms. When they come up to God's house, then their heart may be declared. Then they are given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. And now we read, and it came to pass after these things, after special tokens of the Lord's favor, after special blessings, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was baptized in Matthew 3, the verses 16 and 17. Then a voice came from heaven. The Spirit descended like a dove. Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Many times a child of God, after receiving a special blessing, token of the Lord's favor, then they are assaulted, attacked, and tried in a special way. So it was with Christ. Because then we read in Matthew 4 that immediately he was led into the wilderness and tempted by the devil. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. Began with eye gate. How necessary that we guard our eye gate, especially also concerning technology. If we think of Eve, she first looked at the fruit. Question could be asked, when the Lord cometh with a temptation, is that now sin? What do you think, congregation? When a temptation comes to us, is that now sin? Then we must say no. That is clearly evident in Matthew 4. Then Satan has come with three temptations. Thus the temptation itself is not sin, but it becomes our sin when we do not resist it, when we ponder over it, when we start desiring it, was the same with Eve in Genesis 3. Looked, desired, and took. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. Seemed undoubtedly that Potiphar and his wife did not have such a good marriage. How necessary for fathers and mothers, children become a little older, that you speak with your children about these matters. The importance, the blessing of marriage, that we seek and pray for one that is under the truth, even to ask for one that fears the Lord. Then how necessary when young people are courting to get to know one another. And of course, boys, you may never ask a girl out if you do not have the desire and intention to marry her. It's possible that it does not work out. But then how necessary also for our young people, when you begin courting, that you speak of the purity to keep for marriage what belongs for marriage, and that you set bounds. And of course, not to trust in your own strength, but ask the Lord to keep you. What a temptation for Joseph. Joseph, he could not go home at night and said, Father and Mother, I have come in a great difficulty. Joseph did not have school teachers, not office bearers. He was all alone in a strange land. What a temptation it was for Joseph. In the first place, he was young. In the second place, in Egypt, far from family and from friends. In the third place, he was alone in the house. In the fourth place, he was in Egypt. Seemed to be different standards. Many times in other countries and heathen nations, then there are different laws and different ways. In the fifth place, the circumstances he was in. Oh, when the Lord cometh with temptations, then there can be the voice from our heart, from the devil. You cannot help that you are living in 2022. You cannot help the circumstances. Then we can try to pretend that we are a victim, to excuse ourselves. Many other people do it, and before the sin, it can be forgiven. Even saints in the Bible that have done it, does only once, shall not be so bad. In the sixth place, the temptation was one superior. What a temptation it is when it is one that is higher on the social or family ladder than we are. Where they sometimes have a certain authority. In the seventh place, if Joseph would resist, the consequences could be great. Also concerning him being in Egypt and the place that he would have in his master's house. In the eighth place, repetition. Think of Delilah with Samson, that his soul was vexed even unto death. Then with that repetition, then we can start thinking, impossible to live, and there is no perfection on this world, then it is better to give in once, and then I will be delivered from that awful temptation. Then in the ninth place, then of course, the wife, she would hide what she was doing. She would not tell her husband. Does Joseph, no one to see, only you, the wife of Potiphar? Boys and girls, what must Joseph then think? That the Lord sees everything. And then in the tenth place, can even be. We are religious creatures. And then we could even start reasoning religiously, use God's word for our destruction. That for a Joseph, if you now give in, perhaps another step in the fulfillment of those dreams. Then we see the danger of being alone places unnecessarily. What a temptation for Joseph. Congregation, we live in a time that we are surrounded with so many temptations, our young people, many more temptations than we had when we were young. Then we think especially with all the technology, and then we can feel sorry for ourselves and try to excuse ourselves. But let us then think of the blessings and the goodness of the Lord. Parents, a church, just imagine for Joseph. He could not go to church to hear the word of God explained, to grant courage and also instruction concerning temptation that he was surrounded with. Thus, with all the temptations, then let us think of Joseph. And then how many blessings that we have above Joseph. And how shall it now go with Joseph? Alone. A faraway country. Ah, Joseph, that we shall hear in her third thought, the tender fear of the Lord, let us first sing. Psalter 80, let us only sing 1, 3, and 5. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust, I call upon thy name. O save me in thy righteousness, nor let me suffer shame. And what follows, Psalter 80, only 1, 3, and 5. Joseph's weighty temptation in the house of Potiphar. Joseph promoted by Potiphar. Joseph's enticement in the house of Potiphar. And now thirdly, Joseph kept in the house of Potiphar. We have not called our third point Joseph's resistance in the house of Potiphar. That, of course, would not be wrong. But we have said Joseph kept. Peter, he has written to the church of Christ in 1 Peter 1 verse 5, kept by the power of God. There are times that the Lord in his goodness concerning temptations, that when the desire is so strong that the Lord takes the opportunity away, interrupts our plans, or someone comes unexpectedly, can be other times when there is the opportunity that the Lord removes the desire. A blessing when we may be given to see it, humbled thereunder, and say, "Ach, Lord, wilt thou continue to keep me, because I do not trust myself." Have we learned that? Not to trust ourselves, but to be much in our knees. What a blessing and what a privilege it is when also for our youth, let us not only speak of our youth, all many temptations concerning the seventh commandment, think of pornography. What a blessing it is when there may be those that may be given to beg not only for themselves, because we all need to be kept concerning the seventh commandment. Think of Samson. Think of David. Think of Solomon. But what a privilege it is when there may also be prayers for our fellow man, that the Lord may place a wall round about us. In the Bible, many times we read of contrast. The former chapter, in chapter 38, then we read of a Judah who was married that has fallen into great sin. The temptation was not as great as with Joseph, but he has fallen. But a Joseph has remained standing. Joseph had the tender fear of the Lord and an exercise. What a temptation for Joseph. Shall a Joseph now give in? His father shall not see it. Such difficult circumstances. He could not help that he was sold as a slave. It was not his desire. It was his desire to remain in his father's house. This congregation, it was not in the life of Joseph that he has come into a place, and may we and our children be kept from those places of vanity, of sin, and temptation. Because then we cannot in all sincerity pray, Lord, lead us not into temptation. And what shall a Joseph now say? But, that was a but of the Lord, which the Lord has given unto Joseph. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. Thus in the first place, Joseph was given to speak of trust. Potiphar has entrusted everything into Joseph's hand, everything that was in the house, except, of course, Potiphar's wife. And then Joseph was stressing to that wife that if he would give into the temptation, he would be betraying his master's trust. It's a nice thought. Comes a time, boys and girls, when you become a little older, you become a little more independent, and that parents, they like to trust their children, that when they receive four wheels, that they do not go to places where they do not belong. Go to your friend's place, spend an evening. The calling of fathers and mothers to make their children's friend feel welcome, to come over and to enjoy the evening. And then children, when your fathers, when they have a certain trust, of course, parents must realize we have also been young and we are fallen creatures. And many temptations, thus let us call the healthy suspicion. Those young people, when your father and mother ask you questions, then it is for your welfare, but that you do not betray your parents' trust. Then you can never be happy. That was the point that Joseph in the first place was stressing to Potiphar's wife. Then secondly, there is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. Oh, that should have been an arrow in the heart of Potiphar's wife. Oh, wife, you were married to your husband. Of course, Egypt, not have the form we do, not married in church, but still a rose left out of paradise. Think when Abram went out down to Egypt, still respect for marriage, thus special words. When we think of David, when he has taken Bathsheba and he has sent a message to Job, Job, sent Uriah home. And then David, what is man left to himself? Come not so quick in the guilt and try to excuse yourself, cover up our sins. And then David said to Uriah, tonight you may go home and spend with your wife. Oh, then Uriah says, David, my fellow soldiers are on the battlefield, have not a roof over their head. Job, my general, on the field, and shall I then go home to spend with my wife? Ah, that should have been an arrow in the heart of David, that he had confessed everything. What has man become? But, then we see another instruction. That first step in temptation, that first look, desiring, excusing ourselves, do not even reason, not listen to our conscience, cast instruction which we have received aside, then we continue. But Joseph was given to say more. How then? Because thou art his wife. And my master has entrusted everything into my hands. How then can I do? David, Joseph did not even say, how dare I? But how can I do this great wickedness? Ah, the tender fear of the Lord. Must we not become jealous of Joseph in our time? Oh, are there those in my midst that have already sent a sigh up to the Lord? Lord, wilt thou now give me what Joseph had? Maybe those in my midst that are struggling with addictions, temptation, a special temptation, and that you have prayed to the Lord, Lord, wilt thou now grant that tender fear of the Lord that a Joseph has manifested? Joseph, a much more difficult and lonely position. I am in the midst of a family circle, hopefully a good marriage, love between parents and children, where God's word is open, family worship. How can I do this great wickedness? And then further, and that is the crucial point, and sin against God. Oh, it would be great wickedness against his master, against the wife, both very guilty, but and sin against God. God, sin against his goodness. Or is the Lord not good, congregation? Does the Lord not give us many blessings? We do not hear so much of the war of Ukraine, or not so much in the forefront, but still continues. What a death, what a mourning, what a suffering, what a fleeing, what a distress. Sin against God's goodness, against his love, against his attributes, even a sinning against the gospel. What precious instruction. May our history, may it be turned into prayer, and that we may be given to beg the Lord that he may take us by heart and hand, grant profound impressions. The Lord sees everything, even when people do not see it. give an impression sin against God, an impression that the sweetness of sin is short, the fear of being found out, and the end, eternal punishment. Paul has written 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, wherefore he that thinketh he standeth, beware lest he fall. May we be given to pray what the psalmist, hold up my path in thy goings, that my footsteps slip not. And that we pray the sixth petition, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. And when we fall into temptation, not to despair, but to repent and to be given to us to be washed in that fountain of blood. Amen. Let us close. Lord, a necessary instruction for each and every one of us concerning temptation. We are so privileged above Joseph. Thou hast kept him, given strength to resist. Wilt thou also keep us and our children? May we be given to pray much for one another. Lord, watch over us in the remainder of this week. Bring us in the day of tomorrow in thy house for the marriage of a young couple. Wilt thou bless all the labors of our hand. Watch over in the home, at work, on the field, the truck, on the way, wherever we are called to be. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 385, the stanzas 1 and 2. Deliver me from evil, preserve me, Lord, from wrong. Against the foes that gather, be thou my helper strong. And what follows? We announce to the congregation concerning the marriage of Evert van der Stroot and Trentje Lena de Jong. It shall be tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, instead of 10:30. The reason is that Marlene's parents, they have arrived at the airport, and the officer has not sent them back immediately. They have received a one-day pass, so they are called upon to fly back tomorrow afternoon. And then if the wedding may be at 8 o'clock, then Marlene's parents can still witness the marriage of their daughter. Psalter 385, the stanzas 1 and 2. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.